Initial demand for medicinal cannabis in Australia could be as high as 8,000 kilos of the product, worth more than $100 million per year, according to a study by the University of Sydney Business School. The estimate, revealed in a white paper titled Medicinal Cannabis in Australia, produced in partnership with medicinal cannabis company MGC Pharmaceuticals, draws on data from a number of existing markets, including those in Israel, Canada, and the Netherlands. We have been fortunate this morning to have Mr. Michael Katz, Associate Lecturer of the University of Sydney Business School. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Louis.
Right. Can you add to what I've already said?
Yeah, look, I think a couple of things to add additionally would be that $100 million is looking at what we think demand would be immediately, latent demand. It's not actually looking at the fact that that demand will grow over time as more customers become comfortable with the product.
Yeah.
And it's also not looking at the export market, which would be turning it from millions and into billions. So we think that's a part of the story that we haven't yet looked at.
What are the kind of patients that this medicinal cannabis will help?
Just to put a caveat on it, we haven't looked at it from a medicinal perspective technically. We've read the research by the doctors, but we've really looked at it from the economic perspective. But the types of patients that it will help, in particular, you're looking at epilepsy patients, many who actually have never been able to get treatment that helped them other than medicinal cannabis, either on the black market or overseas. And this will make a huge difference in their lives in terms of both standard of living and the ability to actually overcome their illness.
This particular program has been approved by Parliament or some kind of a government arm?
It's in the process. So one of the things that the federal government has done very, very well is take a leadership role. So rather than leaving it to the state governments to all drive it in their own direction, the federal government's taken the leadership. They've set legislation at federal level framework, which the state governments now work into. And so it's not legal yet, but they've legalized some clinical trials. And they've set the framework and the process in place that we're moving towards legalization of the industry.
Just moving forward, will there be private enterprise involved in this?
Absolutely. So in the long run, this has to be a commercially sustainable industry like any industry. Mm. And part of getting legislation right is finding the balance between ensuring access to the product for those who need it, ensuring safety and all the regulatory requirements, but also ensuring economic sustainability. And that was where MGC Pharmaceuticals came in. Is they worked with us to provide a private sector perspective, which ensured that as we looked at theory and frameworks, we were also taking into account the real-world perspective.
You mentioned that there is an export potential for this business. Is it because we're the only ones who will go into this near our area?
Not necessarily. I think that there's more than likely to be competition over time, and there's already some major producers globally. I think what we've got is a competitive advantage similar to the majority of our agricultural products and exports, which is we have a clean and green environment and therefore product. We have a strong rule of law, low political risk. We have sophisticated supply chain and infrastructure. So I think that medical cannabis, as other agricultural products, could become a significant export opportunity, not because we're the only ones, but because we're one of the better or best ones.
This opens up a new industry altogether.
Well, that's the exciting thing about it. You've basically got something that doesn't exist today, which will be substantial in terms of both health and economics tomorrow or whenever it's legalized. And that's an exciting thing. You're talking about substantial impact on the economy. You're talking about substantial impact on health. And we think that it's a real opportunity for many researchers and for many entrepreneurs to put into practice the Turnbull government's innovation mandate.
The obvious fear of some people is that this might develop into something illegal, like, diverting the products into the private market, black market in that sense.
Yeah, of course, that's a risk. And that's something which I think the federal government, again, took great leadership on. So one of the aspects of the legislation is that if you're a producer, you must have complete visibility over who you're selling to and how it gets there along the supply chain. And what that's going to do is going to stop anyone from producing and then not using it for the purposes of which it should be produced.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing that does is it provides a whole new industry which will be required to facilitate the industry. So you're going to find, I think, now the next billionaire tech people are going to be the ones to identify how to build the software to track and efficiently move the product through the supply chain. So I think that's a real opportunity for those who want to get involved in the industry who aren't necessarily doctors or farmers.
Right. Okay. One last question. What is your time frame to make this sort of operational?
Look, I think that putting time frames can be dangerous because they're very, very rarely correct. And you don't want to be sticking to a time frame just to do so. I think what you want to do is say, we'll take as long as it takes to get it right, but with obviously the mind towards getting it done as soon as possible to help the people who need it.
We have been speaking with Mr. Michael Katz, Associate Lecturer of the University of Sydney Business School. Michael, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Louis.
Okay, bye-bye.
SBS Filipino, araw-araw tuwing alas 10 ng umaga o anumang oras online.